Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life. Hey, health junkies. On this episode of the Health Fix Podcast, I'm interviewing Dr. Inge Thun. She is the creator of the Allergy Kit, which is a fascinating kit that I'm going to let you guys, you know, be tantalized with that till the podcast. But she's an acupuncturist and naturopathic doctor just like me. She's been in practice since 1995 and working with allergies since 1998. She also has a book that is called Finding Your Lost Child, Understanding Allergies, Nutrition, and Detox in Autism. One of the best things you can do to improve your health is get at least 7 hours of quality sleep every single night. I know, it's hard to get that much sleep. Your mind keeps you awake, you're thinking about things, you get uncomfortable, you wake up early, and you just can't fall asleep again. There are hundreds of reasons why you can't get 7 hours of quality sleep every single night, and I've probably at least told you 100. But hey, listen, it's super important because your body heals itself when you sleep. And if you're not getting enough quality sleep, you're increasing your risk of disease and making it harder to lose weight. Yes, weight. Would you like to know an easy way to get more quality sleep every night? Make sure you're getting enough magnesium. Believe it or not, around 75% of people don't have enough of it, which helps explain why so many people have sleep problems. Unfortunately, most magnesium supplements are not full spectrum, so they won't fix your magnesium deficiency or help you sleep better. There are actually 7 unique forms of magnesium, and you must get all of them if you want to experience its calming, sleep-enhancing effects. That's why I recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. Simply take 2 capsules before you go to bed and you will be amazed by how much better you sleep and how much more rested you feel when you wake up. For an exclusive offer for my listeners of the Health Fix Podcast, you guys want to go over to www.magbreakthrough.com/healthfix and you can save up to 42%. Yes, that's right, 42% savings on Magnesium Breakthrough when you go to www.magbreakthrough.com/healthfix. And children on the spectrum. Now, super interesting in this case, I am fascinated by the idea of being able to work on your allergies, their sensitivities at home, and with something that you could do repetitively. Now, for those of you listening to this and going, well, you know, I'm not really sure if I have food allergies, my food sensitivity test didn't come back as anything significant, or you're just like, you know, yeah, I do have some extra weight that I've been holding on to, but I'm not really sure if it's a food thing, and I don't know, what do I do? This is the podcast you want to listen to. So, let's not wait anymore. Let's jump in and introduce you to Dr. Inge. Okay, health junkies, welcome to another episode of the Health Fix. I have Dr. Inge Thun. I'm trying to say it right here on, and she is just like me. She's an acupuncturist and she's a naturopathic physician. So we have a lot to talk about, but in particular, her biggest specialization is in allergies and allergy elimination with a twist, because we are going to be talking about that twist today about autism and being on the spectrum and what she can do with folks to help them, especially the families. And I, of course, know that a lot of moms may be listening right now, aunts, grandmas, great grandmas, you guys, you know, may suspect, maybe not even know that you have a kiddo that is struggling with autism and connected to some allergies. So let's talk about this. So Dr. Inge, you have been in the game here a long time. You've been a naturopathic doctor, I see, since 1995.
Yeah, no, that's as an acupuncture physician. I later on, I think it was 13 that I added the naturopathic in. So yes, but I still have been around for a long time. And I graduated in 95, and then I found that I needed something more. Yeah. Also for myself, I happened to develop fibromyalgia and nothing helped, but until I found allergies is really the root to many, many things. And that's how I got over my fibromyalgia. It wasn't even mine.
Right. You know, that we've been talking a lot about that on the podcast, about owning, you know, a diagnosis and where that can take you. So definitely, you know, having that awareness is huge. Now, I was looking at your website and looking at the allergy kit and all the concept that you have. And I think, you know, we should talk about how allergies do play into our emotions, how we feel, aches and pains, things like fibromyalgia. Now, with the fibromyalgia, let's talk how you started there and kind of went now into helping families that have kiddos with autism. So tell me a little bit about how you discovered the allergy kit. I think that's probably what I'm trying to say.
Well, that is, I was a practitioner of NAET, Non-Baudry-Pass Allergy Elimination Technique. Mm-hmm. And I found that a lot of people, they had to travel far. So it was costly, both money-wise and time-wise. And some people never finished. They were, oh yeah, they are kind of okay, and stopped coming. So, and then all the people who didn't have practitioners to go too far, they died, you know, all these things. So I said, nope, I have to make something that people can do themselves, start mm-hmm. to take responsibility for their own health. Mm-hmm. And participate in their own health. Even if they go to an NAET practitioner, they can speed up the process. And so I started to experiment and to work on it. And in 2006, I launched the allergy kit that, of course, since then has also developed into several different kits.
Wow.
And I find a lot, as we said, fibromyalgia, aches and pains, rheumatoid arthritis, for example, can be most likely related to allergies, food allergies, or sensitivities. I use allergy very loosely, since yeah. my kit is called the allergy kit. But I mean, I know with myself, I had a period of years I couldn't sleep on my sides. And sometimes I could not hardly walk. And I asked my chiropractor, he said, oh, you're getting older. I said, why does it hurt sometimes and not other times? And I realized I was allergic to not the gluten, the wheat per se, that is so damaging to you. Wow. And that is what I found too with allergies. For example, all these kids on the spectrum, they have their temper tantrums or whatever, meltdowns, what you want to call it, and mothers often does not have a clue why, how come all of a sudden they have this, no reason at all. And it's an allergic reaction. It doesn't have anything to do with behavior. Mm. So you can take this kid to the behavior therapist till the cows come home. But if you don't eliminate the allergies,
yeah,
there is not much change. And that's what I've seen. They have taken them, they go to this therapy, and it doesn't help. Mm. And even speech, you know, becomes better. So, and of course, it's not for everybody. It's always the same thing. But I have 30 days money back guarantee on my kits, and I have less than 5% returns.
Wow. Wow. That's huge data right there. Now, I can think of multiple families that have been trying, you know, to figure out, do I do this? Do I do that? And yes, the behavior can be the most troublesome when, you know, we get to the bottom of it. And a lot of times, unfortunately, these women are really struggling, you know, sometimes, and I've heard you mention before, the husband leaves, the partner leaves, you know, because it just gets so out of control. And I saw that you had a book behind you. And of course, I wanted to highlight that too. And you know, well, let's talk about it now, and then we'll kind of bring it back. Finding Your Lost Child. This is the name of a book, Understanding Allergies, Nutrition, and Detox in Autism, ADHD, and Children on the Spectrum. Now, this is huge stuff, guys, because, you know, so many of these kiddos are lost within their own bodies, I feel, and lost within their own minds and trying to express themselves, but really, truly can't. So at this point, Dr. Inge, a lot of people might be thinking, okay, what's NAET and what are these little vials that we see in the kits? Do you have a kit that you can show folks?
Yes.
So for those
NAET is, they have been around a long time. So I was a practitioner, and so I have changed what it contains and the procedure, so you can do it on yourself. Mm-hmm. Because according to them, before I came out with mine, you could not do it on yourself and you could not mix things. Now they are, I think they're following me.
Hey,
so it comes with a laser.
Uh-huh.
And there are 7 vials plus a stress vial that has to be done first. They are kind of the basic. So it starts with vial number 1, contains the frequency. So they're homeopathically imprinted. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the first treatment contains the frequencies of egg, chicken, milk and dairy, and parasites, and vitamin C. Parasites, because we are warm-blooded animals, we all have parasites, even if they don't show up. And we came, so I have sometimes vegans, they say, I don't eat animal products. Well, we came from an egg. We are animals. Mm-hmm. So egg, chicken, and then we get milk when we are born, and when we start to eat is vitamin C. So that's the first thing too. And I know a lot of people, I mean, egg is supposed to be one of the most common allergen. And many people don't know, they don't feel maybe quite good, but they don't understand that it is kind of a sensitivity or allergy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And egg is a very good product. So plus people often eat them non-organic, which is that is kind of poison. But anyway, so the next treatment is for sugar and vitamin B. Of course, we need the Bs for the nerves and a lot of other things. And sugar is in everything, even in milk, in breast milk and other milk.
Interesting. Yes. I mean, I guess it makes sense. You tend to think about sugar as like, oh, you know, it's this nature, but we don't think about lactose and things of that nature. Yeah.
So then the third treatment is for toxins. Kids today, some people say that they have almost 500 different chemicals and toxins in their umbilical cord. That's pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's general detox, and it's not to detox, it's to kind of clear them from the allergy to the toxins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with the parasites that's in the first. It's not that they, even though some people say that they get really, it really helps to deparasitize, but it is mostly for the allergy to poop and dead bodies of the parasites. That's what we react to, and we don't know, we all have them in the blood.
Right.
So then the fourth treatment is for vaccines, for childhood vaccinations. And very often, especially with the kids on the spectrum, they feel a difference. There is a difference after that. And then the fifth is for sugar again and candida. And number 6 is for grains. It also contains corn, even though it's not a grain, but to do them all. And then number 7, the 7th vial is a mixture of all the 6 plus organs and endocrines. So, and then I have different kits. I have one for food, one for environment, one for emotional health, and one for autism, but they all contain the first 7 vials.
Wow. Wow, man, lots of thought process has gone into this. You know, I'm thinking through and going like, okay, you know, guys who are listening, you know, these are little vials that have homeopathic agents in them. So, I mean, this is a lot of work to find out the right, you know, formulation. And so, and she's showing one there. If you're watching this live, you can see what the little vials look like. And you're holding them in the hand, correct? When you're doing your treatment.
The treatment, that you put them on your belly button.
Ah, belly button. Okay. So I did not do this training. So the NAT training in school.
No, this is not NAT. I have to underscore that, because it's not NAT. they were quite upset when I came out with my kid.
Yes, we don't want to confuse you with them, guys. That's definitely, this is a different
protocol. Totally different procedure and protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say anything bad about Nate, because it's great. I mean, I used it myself.
Yeah.
And a combination can also be helpful, especially if you live far away
mm-hmm.
from a practitioner, and you can do a few treatments in between and then check what is holding and what is not, and if you have to go deeper,
mm-hmm.
which happens.
Makes sense. I mean, it makes sense. We're all multi-layered individuals of exposures and all kinds of mishmashes of toxins. Let's put it that way. Now, in terms of how, someone might be thinking, how are these made? Do you have a lab, kind of like a lab that would make?
Nowadays, everything is electronically imprinted.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Wow. And did you create the whole process to yourself, or did you find someone to create it for you?
I have done it.
Wow. That's incredible. That's incredible. Okay, so someone gets the kit, and this is kind of me kind of helping folks to kind of walk through the process. They get the kit at their home, and you have videos. Do you have instruction videos to walk them through step by step?
Yes, there is a video, and it is really very simple. You take the stress vial, because I found that out by experience that some people are very nervous and they don't absorb the treatments in the right way. By doing the stress vial that I created, they relaxed, and they had better results with the treatments.
Gotcha.
So you use a Q-tip and you just leak very lightly on it, and you put it together. You don't want to contaminate the vials, so you don't, wet them. And then you put them over the belly button, and then you take the laser. I don't think it has any, so this doesn't have batteries in it. But so you take a laser and you shine through the belly button. Then you go over the midline of the head, because that's connected to everything, to the spine and all the nerves. And you know about the ears, which is an upside down fetus, if you can imagine all the organs and legs and everything. And the other one, only for a few seconds, go back to the belly button. Then this repeat this again, and the belly button. And then you do something called the four gates. To
And
and then
speed.
exactly. And you start on one hand. If it's the left, you start on the left, go to the left foot, the right hand, and end on, you kind of close the circuit. And then you sit for a few minutes, and that's it. Then you put away the vials and you wait 48 hours to next till you do the next treatment. And if you treat, for example, kids on the spectrum, they can sometimes be very unruly, but they can do it on themselves, or either, for example, the mother or the father does it on her, but being in contact with the child. So the child only has the Q-tip, and the mother treats herself with the vials the same way as I did. And if they're in bed, you can just sit so you have the foot or something in direct contact with your leg. And the intention, of course, you have to have the intention that this intention is for treating the whatever, Peter.
Whatever the child's name is. Yeah, the intention. And I mean, kind of quantum-like in terms of thinking intention, putting the
Exactly.
energetics out there.
So the mother doesn't have, or the person who treats him herself doesn't have any effect of it. But of course, I recommend that everybody in the family does the treatment, because one thing is that allergies are hereditary. And the other is, we don't know that we have allergies. Nobody really, every time I talk about allergies, oh, I don't have any. But we all do. Or sensitivities. And with these families, my heart breaks for them. How they suffer, how they work so hard. And it's like only that in their head, in their life. Often the other, if there are other kids, they get put a little bit to the side, because these kids are take so much.
Yeah, so much effort
Yeah.
in things of that nature, for sure.
Often they don't get enough sleep, and so I'm very keen about the mothers also to help them.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I think that's obviously, we have talked about it before, and I, in a group where we know each other from, and really, it's a huge factor in terms of support, because I feel like, yeah, the mom feels guilty for paying attention to the child that needs more care, and then at the same time the kids are kind of wondering what's going on, and family dynamics get to be a little mismatched.
Well, the same with the dad. I mean, it's the whole family dynamic, as you say, not having enough love. Really, the love is there, but it's covered by the anger, because you get angry. And when these kids react, it's very hard not to react,
Sure.
even though it's not their fault. But it's that anger energy. It's very contagious.
which makes it perfect sense to treat the whole family. It, yes. You know, I'm thinking the stress emotions, one that you're talking about, I'm going, okay, you know, I could see how that clearing the energetics of the whole family and kind of bringing everybody grounded and on the same page could work wonders. And I don't think, you know, honestly, this is unique. I've not heard of anything else like that out there.
I know, I just need the word out there.
Well, so this is what we're doing here.
No, and I got a little, I'm not saying senior moment anymore, freeze brain. I got the thought and then, that went.
It's okay. It happens. It happens. Let's talk about this for a second, because a lot of folks are probably thinking like, okay, we can treat the whole family. That's cool. We've got the kit, you know, we can work with the kiddos. And if my kid doesn't want to necessarily participate, I can do it a little bit by having them, you know, connected to me. Now, a lot of families might be thinking, okay, do I need to have food allergy or sensitivity tests brought to this? Because I think a lot of people do think that might be necessary. Okay.
First of all, I don't really, those tests, they, for example, the ones that I believe everybody is sensitive to and doesn't absorb, that's why we have, partially why we have such a low immune system, because we don't absorb the nutrients and our gut is, and that's why it's easy to treat. It really is. You can't do anything easier than that. I also work with people who, because they, first of all, they get a free consultation, mm-hmm. but also some people, they want to work a little deeper. Mm-hmm. And I am also planning on making one for autism, with that, where I have one or two private sessions with me that we can talk through things. And so a little different
things
to work on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think for a lot of folks, that's intriguing, because a lot of people will go to a naturopath like us, and some of the treatment therapy is to look at the traditional food sensitivity and do a lot of avoidance. But unfortunately, I mean, when you have a kid that goes to parties and
it's very, very hard. And that's what I was going to say about the testing, is that all the things in the bot in the basic kit that I think is so important, that often doesn't come up.
Yeah.
So on the test, it comes up all kinds of stupid things that you're really not, giraffes or some kind of grass you're not in contact with. But the basic don't come up very often.
Yeah. I've seen that quite often. And some cases it's, you know, with the food, I'm seeing soybean, all those different things. And then environmentals, camel. Hide. I'm going, okay, good. We'll make sure you stay away from camels should you ever that has them. So, you know, along the lines of this, a lot of folks might be thinking now, like, okay, how do I get a hold of a kit? You know, what does the process look like? You know, should I buy a kit? And so let's have folks, you know, will you give folks a little bit of your website where they can find you, where they can get a hold of a kit? And then I want to end up with talking about at least one of your most favorite case studies, you know, kind of a good story. So let's have folks learn a little bit about where they find.
So they can go to theallergykit.com, easy to remember. Then I have another, which is drynge.com, drynge.com, where you can download, for example, the PDF of the book, and also 10 surprising facts about allergies that you may not know. So that is on drynge.com, and the other, theallergykit.com. So my favorite case, it was one of the earliest that I had, a 5-year-old who came with a little thread around his finger, and he was going around, and that was all he did in between his, you know, really was running around screaming, and so it was a little up and down. The first time he came in, he was wild. That was not the threat. And his mother pulled up like a 2-foot red gummy snake to give him, so he would be quiet. Yeah, so they took him about 10 minutes to eat it.
Wow.
And then he was off the walls. His speech was not good. He was 5 years old, as I said, but not speech not good. He had at least 7 temper tantrums a day. Certain clothes he didn't want to wear, and problematic in general. The mother was out of her mind.
Yeah,
she had no clue about nutrition. Nothing. So I started to treat him. That was with Nate. But after like 4 times, he started to speak better. Almost immediately, his temper tantrums, I think that was after sugar, his temper tantrum went away.
Wow.
And it was pretty fast. I met his father. His father came for a treatment last year, and he told me his son had graduated from college or university, probably college. And I said, well, isn't that fantastic that he got out of autism? He had never autism.
Wow.
He was in a special school here from a football player, I never remember his name, who has a school because his son was autistic, or is, I don't know, but he's over 30 years old now. So it's an old school, you know, it has been around for a long time. And he was in that for speech and for something else.
Wow. Wow.
Did not remember that.
Holy cow. Holy cow. Wow. Wow. You know, I think for a lot of people to hear stories like this and think, you know, because we've made autism, being on the spectrum, so complicated with a lot of the DNA and the genetic testing and all of that, I think for a lot of people, they might be thinking like, okay, a kit that I can do at home. Okay, really?
I don't say I clear it. I don't say that I, you know, anything about that. Some kids get totally fine, but every single one of them gets at least a better digestive system, mm-hmm. and better behavior if they, you know, keep on with the new lifestyle, because it is a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you can't eat wheat, you can't eat sugar. I mean, you should not.
Sure. Sure. So along with the protocol of doing the allergy kit, we're also avoiding the provoking foods. Is that
yes?
What it is? Okay.
I recommend, for example, that for everybody to repeat the second treatment, which is for sugars,
mm-hmm.
because sugar is in everything. And if you keep re-eating it, of course it will. And then with sugar, it's a little different too, because if you have eat a lot of sugar, you definitely have candida.
Yeah.
But it makes, and so many people with candida and these horrible sugar cravings, once you do that, you clear the sugar bile, maybe you have to do it 3 or 4 times or 5. But once it clears, you will not have sugar cravings. So it makes it so much easier to handle your candida.
That's interesting, because I can think now of a lot of people who are thinking, well, I've been on every candida diet and taken every herb for candida. This could be beneficial for me.
Yes. And often if they go to allopathic doctors, they get antibiotic for the candida.
Yeah.
Which is partially cause of the candida.
Unfortunately, yes. Yes, that is quite common. So then, you know, my next thought would be, okay, now I want to know, like, what's on average for a kiddo? And then I want to know about the candida, because I think now I just went on 2 different directions here. But for kids, on average, how long does it take to see some effect? How many
totally seconds? It totally depends on where they're worse. But it can, sometimes it's after the first treatment that they see a change. Sometimes it's after sugar, sometimes after vaccinations.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And then for folks who are looking to maybe try something for candida, or even use your emotional support, you know, kit as well, how long might someone see there? Is it also based?
It all depends on what they eat. It really depends on themselves.
Okay. Okay. So going into this, just so folks have the disclaimer, there is going to be some dietary change. There is going to be.
But it makes it so much easier. It's the same with the bread and the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
once you treat with it, it has cleared. It's not hard to stay away from it. But you know, it is like wheat. It has a gluteomorphin. It's habit forming. And mm-hmm. it sounds funny, and people may not know that. But it has this morphine reacting protein in it.
That's we have a drug problem that is not being talked about. You know, I mean, sugar, wheat, you know, these types of things are so overlooked. But yeah, it is truly the drug problem that we all technically have been in at one phase of life or the other, based on what knowledge we had about our health and these sorts of things. It's true.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, kind of that thing, folks, if you've been sitting and going like, you know, I just can't seem to stay away from bread, or I can't seem to stay away from tortilla chips. You know,
yes. And also with weight, for example, people crave what they are allergic to and they can't stop eating it. And that has to do with sugar and wheat.
I learned that in naturopath school, and it like kind of horrified me and excited me at the same time. I'm like, well, corn chips, that was my jam for so many years. And also chocolate, you know, and you name it, there were so many. But, you know, you think about that and you're like, wow, okay, I do tend to, you know, like the thing you can't live without, correct?
Yeah, but you can if you treat yourself, then it's much easier to lose weight too, if you can stay away from it. And it also, some people say, for example, I call the food allergy kit, it has a vial that I call the weight management, which has, you know, the different hormones for blood sugar and the whole thing. And some people say that it is as if a switch is turned on. So now they feel when they're hungry and they feel when they are full. Because that's another thing. Many people, they just keep eating. They don't have that feeling of being full.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, it's a huge complaint that I get from a lot of women, especially in the menopausal age. It's like, I don't feel full, or I'm not hungry until I start eating. Then I can't stop. Yeah.
And another thing I wanted to say, I forgot before, about kids on the spectrum that I recommend, and that was an idea I got from somebody who was working, who had my kid and was working with kids on the spectrum. And she said, before they go to school, you treat them for fear or anxiety, because they are anxious and going on the bus and so. And when they come home, they treat them for anger, because then they're angry.
Yeah. They've had a frustrating day and now you treat them there. So that's, you know, so it makes me think a little bit more on, these are an everyday type of habit. Folks need to be thinking about that. And then this is something that over time, is it once a week, sometimes twice a week, just kind of depends on, you know, like kind of, what am I trying to say here? Like circumstantial, or what would you say in terms of someone who say had the kit, felt like they had cleared a lot of their symptoms, did maintenance. Yeah, that's where I'm going for it with the word maintenance. What would be a maintenance, like a typical maintenance kind of protocol?
Well, they can't. I think that the sugar is, because it is absolutely in everything. I think that's something that you should do at least once a month. Mm-hmm. But you can also give you a little booster if you want to, and use the seventh vial, which is a mixture of all of them.
Okay.
And then of course when you get the other kids, it all depends. Sometimes you maybe the pollen allergy comes back and you do it again. And I also have in the environmental kit and in the autism kit, there is a vial for mold / bacteria and virus. And that's a good one to do if you feel you have a sore throat or something is coming up. And you treat with that immediately. And that also helps to get down your, you know, get you healthier sooner.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, mold, gosh, you know, it's something that, those are some of my sickest patients over and over again, mold being a factor. And I wonder too, some with kiddos living in homes that are moldy, you know, how much of this is part of the behavioral aspect that we see?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's an important thing to do, is to clear the mold. And that, especially if they live in a moldy house, to just retreat it.
Yeah. Yeah. it you know, unless they can get out of there, it seems like it would be a daily type of thing. So I'm thinking in terms of the kits, it's like this is something that would be almost like taking a therapy that or even like taking a your supplement per se every single day until we've got some clearance and feeling better, and then based on circumstantial types of situations,
You have to have 48 hours between the treatments because even though you don't feel anything, but something is going on in the body and it needs to recuperate between treatments.
Okay, so not every day, but it's every 48 hours.
Every
Okay.
two. And I recommend that it is done in the evening because it's very relaxing. So people say, "Oh, I'm sorry." So you sleep, you do it after you have eaten, and then you're relaxing and sleeping very good at night.
I like that. So many people ask me, "What, Doc, what should I do for my evening routine?" We have now something that everyone can do. And I mean, really, I'm thinking about this as more than just someone who suspects they have allergies or suspects that their children or grandchildren are on the spectrum or have autism. I'm thinking like this could be like a maintenance health thing for just anybody, correct?
Got it, yes.
Yeah. And I know you had highlighted weight loss and many people in the perimenopausal, menopausal realm are always thinking about those extra 20 pounds. And so this is possibly one of the areas in which can be extremely helpful in that case.
Yeah, and they can lose weight naturally just by feeling full on time. That's one thing. And then, of course, they have to change lifestyle. They have to let go of the bread and the sugar. And also, they have to eat organic.
Yeah. I mean, it's an investment, but you guys, this is your medicine, you know, and
I always say, eat a little less instead.
eat, I mean, and at this point, you know, we're all overfed and undernourished. So eating a little bit less might actually just be the ticket. Gosh, Dr. Inge, this has been so fabulous. I've learned a ton of things, as you can tell. And now I'm up to speed on your allergy kit. And so folks, you can go to allergykit.com or Dr. Inge. Correct.com.
Yeah, DRYNGE, and it's the allergykit.com.
Theallergykit.com. So head over to drjkrausnd.com for any notes if you're watching this and can't take notes or on the road, and we'll get you guys all up to speed. So, gosh, thanks again for coming on. I appreciate it, and I can't wait to hear from my folks what they think about the allergy kit.
Thank you for inviting me.
Hey, fellow health junkie, thanks for listening to the Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.